Well, thank you very much. This is a question to our new ambassadors who, on behalf of my country, I take the opportunity to congratulate. I think one of the questions that the moderator asked was the quest for Africa to increase fertilizer usage. And one of the things that keeps running through my mind also is the more we use fertilizer, there's the possibility of the environmental. Now, how will you, as ambassadors, factor this into your message? Because you're also very passionate advocates for the use of fertilizer, but then it's important that we also look at how we prevent any adverse effects. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Is there another question? Yes. I'm doing the
service. Yeah, thank you very much. I want to thank the presenters for this very educative topic. I just want to know from Professor Tekari Gine, Ethiopia, from Ethiopia, what exactly has been done to these acidic soils? Because after research, after mapping, soil mapping, you find out that Ethiopia is a large country. Different areas has different requirements of fertilizers. For the acidic, the question is there, but what about even the others? Can we get fertilizers, different fertilizers for different places? Can I be educated on this? Thank you very much.
Thank you. So I see that, well, a lot is directed to our new ambassadors, but, well, please, I will ask each of you to say, well, to respond during 1 minute, sorry if it's short, and then I will give the opportunity to ministers to say just one word of conclusions on what they've heard, and then I will give the floor to the DDG we have the honor to have with us today to draw conclusions. So, may I start with you, Professor Mamo? Short, please. Thank you.
Yeah, I think I would like to respond in a very short way. First, Excellency, about fertilizer and environmental impact. First of all, may I request that all African countries, before they even push the fertilizer agenda, if they could actually conduct soil fertility mapping in their countries. Can we be sure that the fertilizers we are disseminating are the relevant fertilizers for the right environment? Second, in Africa, our major problem is we are having low fertilizer efficiency, use efficiency. So there should be also additional actions to improve, increase fertilizer use efficiency. That means from 1 kilo of fertilizer, how many kilos of crop yield do we get? We have to increase it. Second, about the fertility mapping. I may proudly say that although Ethiopia is a large country, we are now distributing fertilizer by parcel, not even a district, not even a county, by parcel. This is possible because as long as we establish the fertilizer blending plants in strategic locations, all these requests come and the fertilizers are produced and we have the highest number of actually extension agents per capita globally. So those agents, that is their duty actually to deliver the right fertilizer for the right soil condition. Thank you.
Thank you.
I just add to what said Teklin Mamo that environmental problems related to fertilizer application have begun because we added fertilization without taking into account the needs of the different soils of the different crops and applying a priori huge amounts. So we have been too far, much too far. So there's quite a range, I think, for sustainable management.
Thank you. Minister Cedras. Short word.
Muchas gracias. A mí me gustaría decirles que hoy en día ya tenemos un modelo de gobernanza de política de aguas para cada país que de alguna manera se universaliza. Hoy en día todavía nosotros, todos, tenemos un deseo, un sueño de tener una propuesta que se pueda discutirla en la FAO en cada país para la gobernanza sobre suelos. Muchas gracias, conto con ustedes. Gracias.
Gracias, ministro. Minister Yacoubo, your short conclusion?
Well, the only thing, short statement I'll make is that I think that we've reached a stage where advocacy will be promoted. It's the interest of African countries to act and act appropriately, right from policy up to the frontline level. And I think that General Obasanjo put it properly when he said that we have to feed the soil in order to feed Africans. It has to be the case.
Thank you. Minister Aguirre, una palabra.
Muy brevemente, solamente hacer algunos comentarios relativo al problema de degradación conocido como erosión, que es de lo que yo conozco. Es un problema de productividad y no se resuelve solo con más fertilizantes. Cuando tenemos pérdida de suelo, lo primero que perdemos es la materia orgánica, y la materia orgánica es lo que nos permite manejar los fertilizantes. Por lo tanto, no podemos pensar que sustituimos la erosión aplicando fertilizantes. Segundo, mantener la materia orgánica implica un mejor aprovechamiento del agua y, por lo tanto, el segundo factor escaso para las agriculturas que no son bajo riego es la eficiencia del uso del agua. Sistemas más agroecoeficientes son también sistemas más resilientes. Y, en tercer lugar, el aspecto ambiental que planteaba, es decir, el principal problema ambiental de muchos de nuestros países es la erosión, porque con la erosión, con las partículas físicas de suelo, se van buena parte de los nutrientes que contaminan nuestros cursos de agua. Vivimos en un mundo camino a los 9.000 millones de habitantes. Esto es un desafío de seguridad alimentaria para muchísimos países y es una oportunidad de contribuir económicamente vendiendo sus capacidades para otros. En un sentido o en otro, ha habido un aumento de las áreas agrícolas. El aumento de las áreas agrícolas se ha dado por un aumento de la intensidad del uso, es decir, más de un cultivo por año, o por el corrimiento de la frontera agrícola con deforestaciones y cambio del uso de la tierra. Y eso, para los investigadores, nos duplica el desafío, porque no hay investigación realizada sobre suelos que se deforestaron hace 5 años. Hay investigación sobre suelos que están en la agricultura sobre hace muchísimos años.
It is really a pleasure for me to close this event today. We were really honored to have 2 eminent academics nominated by the Director General as Special Ambassador of Soils, Professor Chenu and Professor Mamo. Let me congratulate you and say that now you are the new voices of our silent soils, as you rightly said. I believe that your contribution to healthy soils deserves his recognition, and I will join all of the participants wishing you all the best in this new function, and we are here in FAO to support you to succeed in this new endeavor. We had the privilege to have with us ministers from Latin America, from Asia, from Africa, minister from the Federal Court of Accounts, what is not usually normal to have this linkage between soils and Court of Accounts, but you explain why you are working on soils, and we heard from different experience, regional and country experience, and I think we had taken some vital lessons from our discussion. Maybe let me highlight one or two main findings I consider from this discussion. First, that we need to undertake target measures to halt soil degradation. As it has been said, soil degradation has different forms. We can refer to soil erosion, we can refer to nutrient depletion, but all have impact not only on soil users, but the entire livelihood of livelihoods and countries. And they are the foundation of food security, and this could be seriously affected if you don't have healthy soils. The second is that soil is a common good. I think from the discussion from our ministers, soil has been considered as a common good. And being a common good, we need its sustainable management. And this is a task for everyone, not only from the government. It has said that the governments, all the users and the general public, we need to take care of our soils. And it needs to be placed highly in the political agenda, at national and international level. And we need to stimulate political will. Political will is important, but we need to have appropriate policies and incentives, as the Minister of Uruguay rightly mentioned. And we need to have a global approach with technical, economic, and political together to have a global and a common approach. And we need to take care of our soils. I think it has been said that we need to take care. And we have to continue working together, academia, civil society, private sector. They all should support the governments to ensure that soils will be kept high in our agenda. And we hope that this International Year of Soils will bring up soils in the international and the national and the regional agenda as well. To conclude, I would like to thank all the participants for being here with us today, to thank our panelists, ministers, thank you, our special ambassadors, our two moderators, Marcella and Ambassador Lawrence. And what I can say, maybe to conclude, that soils are central for food security and sustainable development. And without healthy soils, we cannot have sustainable development goals, and we cannot implement our sustainable agenda, which will be approved in September this year. Let me conclude that say that soils need our care, and this International Year of Soils, let's take care of our soils. And I thank you for your attention. Okay.